بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم had mentioned the hadith, and we have mentioned this hadith previously. مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر مثل الحي والميت. The example of the person who makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a living person, one who has got life in him. And the one who does not make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is like a dead person. The one who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who reminds himself the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he is sitting, resting, walking, all the time, he is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He engages his tongue in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His tongue is moist, it's wet all the time. It is busy, engaged in the dhikr of Allah, taking the name of Allah, Allah. Then such a person's heart is alive. Such a person's heart, when the zikr he makes, then from the tongue, the noor of the zikr comes and settles down in his heart. And the moment this noor filters into his heart, then it pushes away gradually, slowly, all the filth and all the dirt and the impurities and the najasat that had collected in his heart, the filth of sins and guna, pride and arrogance and haughtiness and malice, and all the pretty faces, haram faces he had been busy watching all the time, and all the pornography, everything is in his heart. So as the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down into his heart, the noor comes down into his heart, it gradually washes away all this filth. And the more dhikr he will make, then more it will be his heart will become cleansed and pure and pak. And therefore we have mentioned, and we heard previously also, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali would always mention that it is not just one night in the week that we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr is every day in our life. The dhikr majlis that we have reminds us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that after we make the dhikr of Allah and we try and purify our hearts and cleanse our hearts, and when its noor comes into our hearts and engulfs our hearts, then we find that this noor comes onto our limbs, our eyes and ears, and our mind and heart, and our feet and hands and our legs, and every organ and limb of our body, then becomes obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because then the heart is filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then madhkur. What is madhkur? Who is madhkur? What is dhikr? Dhikr is we are taking the name. So dhakir is the one who is taking somebody's name. Who is he remembering? The madhkur, the one who is remembered, and that is Allah. So the more and more we take the name of that beloved of ours, then the love comes into our hearts. And when the love of that, of any person that comes, settles down in our heart, then we will automatically be obedient and subservient to that person. Look at the dunya. If a person begins to love somebody, and the love is very, very severe, then whatever the beloved requests, no matter what time of the day or the night it may be, the lover will immediately fulfill the request of the beloved. All other work, whatever it may be, comes to a standstill. He or she is prepared now to fulfill and answer the request of the beloved. So here we are taking the name of our Allah. Our Allah is the greatest. In fact, we don't compare because there's nobody greater than Allah. So we say Allah is great. Allahu Akbar. Akbar min kulli shay. Nothing can be compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is our real beloved. The lovers of this world, beloveds of this world, one day they will be perished. They come to an end. But the real and the true lover, the true beloved is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All other leisures and pleasures of this world come to an end. They terminate. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. It is only Allah who is eternal. Allah remains. But the person who does not make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his heart is like a dead person. No life. You can shout, you can scream, you can hit the dead person, he feels nothing. Absolutely useless. If you are in danger, you can shout and beg him for assistance, he is unable to assist you. And when no dhikr is going to take place, then his heart becomes corroded with filth and sin. Becomes rusted. If you take a rusted car, for years it was rusty. Becomes so difficult now to remove the rust. Like that, when our hearts are not used to, are not accustomed to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they are accustomed and habitual toward to sin and filth and vice and evil, then we are making this heart more that we are making this nafs of ours more stronger, and we are nourishing it more and more every day with impurities and najasat. A person who is weak, dehydrated, the doctors give him a drip. And the moment he gets his drip, after some time he gains some strength. Person who is weak, he makes a zikr of Allah, then he gains that strength, a spiritual strength. Person who is weak, or person who is now only committing sins, his example is like a person who has become very weighty. And he is not interested in losing his excess weight. He does not go through any diet program and does not think of some person who is fat and think down of look down upon him. People have some illnesses. This is an example. A time comes when the person who has not exercised his body, and every limb of his becomes locked and tight. The muscles become lazy, body becomes lazy. So he continues eating until he becomes such a greedy person, he becomes a glutton as we say. Then a time comes when he becomes so lazy, unable to move. And I have read about articles of the fattest person in the world, where he could not even move from his bed. And the intake of food, we cannot even imagine what supply of food he was given. When the person died, they had to bring a whole crane to lift his body from the room. Could not even come out from the door. May Allah Ta'ala save us. But like that, we are making this nafs of ours fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter until it becomes so lazy, so lazy, so lazy. That it shows no interest whatsoever now in going through a spiritual diet program. And such a heart now distances itself from the love of Allah, from the dhikr of Allah. Then any Quran ayat or hadith or any advice that may be given to such a person, he's not interested. Because now his heart is not just covered with sin and corroded, there is a ghilaf, a covering. There is a seal that is now come onto his heart. His heart is now locked. To open that lock requires much effort. Like how a person who has increased in weight, but there is the chance for him. There is an opportunity for him to lose that excess weight. The initial stages, it is absolutely difficult. He has to give up so much of his favorite items of food. So the initial few weeks, it is absolutely difficult for him. But if he perseveres and he continues, then after some time, after a few weeks and months, with the exercises and the diet, he finds himself feeling more lighter and less lethargic. Now he's able to spring up and walk up very easily and run and walk. He's able to do work more easily. So there is that hope for the person whose heart is locked and sealed. But in that person's case, there is a greater effort and mujahada required. But still there's no hope that is lost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all of us a chance. May Allah protect our hearts from becoming sealed and locked. Indeed, we are moving through extremely, extremely, extremely difficult times. We don't wish to express and discuss the evils that are prevalent in society. All of us are weak. And we should never feel even for a moment that if we are making the dhikr of Allah, then we are superior to others and we are very pious. Allah says, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't regard yourself to be pure and clean and free from sins and very pious. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Only Allah knows who is more pious. But there is a pain and ache we all ought to have when we see the conditions prevalent around us. Right under our noses. With our own children, our own youth and youngsters. I mentioned in the program today also. This is something that you and I have to be very, very, very serious now. I can now imagine the type of cases and problems. In fact, I just got a glimpse only of what Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to go through on a daily basis. Just before Isha Salat, I'm not going to mention the name and what the incident is, but we make dua for the person. A sister called and she's desperate about some person in some case and some halat. Now you and I will look down upon the person, and of course it's a very heinous crime and terrible thing. But this can happen to any one of our youngsters. Tarbiyah does not begin after the person has passed puberty, or now when he's getting married, or after he's married. No. Tarbiyah begins, tarbiyah and nurturing of the child begins even before the child comes into this world. Whilst the child is in the womb of the mother, the tarbiyat of the child already commences. I remember Hazrat Maulana Umar ji rahmatullah alayh, in one Jumu'ah he had mentioned of a child who had stolen the neighbor's toy. So the neighbor came and complained. Father said, impossible. Impossible. Because both husband and wife had made up their mind that when this child, or when the child was in the womb of the mother, they had made up their mind that we are only going to eat halal. And the effect of this halal will now come into this child, and this child will become a pious child. And the child will not do anything wrong. And the child was a good child. So the father found it very difficult to believe that my child stole. No, can't be. goes to his wife and says, think properly. How come it? And they found that this is true. So then she recalled that one day while she was pregnant, she had this sudden desire, and women who are pregnant, suddenly they have a certain type of taste for something, some desire. Sometimes very, very strange desires they have to eat something, sometimes very tangy, sometimes very sweet, or whatever it is. So she wanted to eat some boar, and she could not find any boar, but the neighbor's tree, the boar was hanging, so she just took one, and she ate this without the permission. The effect of this was that the child stole the neighbor's toy after a few years. There was one great person who was fighting in the path of Allah. The news comes to his mother that your son is defeated. Mother did not believe. She said, no, it's not possible. Shortly after that, the news comes that your son, he is victorious. Somebody asked her, how come you were so sure? So she said, I made the tarbiyat of my child, and I made such dua for him. And he lived a life in accordance to Quran and Sunnah. And all this was on account of when he was a little child, and he was being breastfed. Each time I had to feed him, I first made wudu, and then I would feed him. Now this is a very lengthy subject about nurturing, tarbiyat of the children. Inshallah, if Allah give us tawfiq, we'll have a series of programs regarding tarbiyat of our children, tarbiyat of our youth. But let us not play ostrich. These are very, very, very serious things happening to our youngsters, our youth. There was a time when perhaps you would say, no, it's not my child, it's somebody else. It's no longer that. It is our own children. I just hope the time has not come now where children have become parents and parents have become the children. And it's not possible to say anything to the children. May Allah give us tawfiq in the hidayat. With hikmat, with wisdom, with love and kindness, we cannot now take the child and now bash the child up when it is too late. We ourselves take our own daughters and our own sons, and we take them on a Saturday night and we lead them right at the cinema. Or we take them to their friend's house. And we expect them now to live a pious life. You think they're going to have Quran khatam over there? Are they going to make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When they begin to flirt, and then when the damage is done, then you'll see that the person comes and says, Maulana, make dua. That this has happened, that has happened. What do I do now? Inshallah, very soon, one of Hazrat Rahmatullah's book will be coming out, Removing the Safety Net. An excellent book from his discourses. And if a person reads that, he will see the cry in pain. Hazrat Rahmatullah is trying to put across to us. When he talks about the condition of our sons and daughters and our youth, this majlis of zikr is for every person. Not only for the elderly ones. And it is actually, we should encourage our youngsters to come. Why aren't the fathers bringing their sons and nephews? Not to bring them to my gathering, my majlis. No. There's so many zikr majlis taking place, so many ulama having programs. Jamaats are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, we regard all these activities of deen not to be important. And we always say, and Hazrat had mentioned also many times, we must be broad-minded, mustn't be narrow-minded, must be broad-minded. Let our children enjoy themselves. We shouldn't be so narrow-minded. We should be broad-minded. Hazrat said, be so broad-minded that your brains fall off. This is something that we have to understand, realize. It's not late. We have children, we have nephews, we have grandchildren, we have nieces, we have daughters, we have sisters. And if we are not going to put a stop now, then you will find within few months, not years, most of our youngsters, our society will be all addicts. The children will be illegitimate. This is the haqiqah, the reality. And there are so many other ills that not we should express now. We have come now to the majlis of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify ourselves. This is just a ta'aleem, a targheeb for us. We should not just make iktifa and suffice on just one night of dhikr. Every day we should be making the dhikr so Allah comes into our heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into our heart, then we find that noor. Really, then we'll begin to enjoy our ibadah. Now it becomes a bit difficult, we don't enjoy it so much. Why? That means our heart is still corroded. And as this rust fades away, then inshallah we'll gain that strength, the spiritual strength, and the real vitamins that we require. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah help us to, our masjid should be filled with, many mashallah, many youngsters I see today. May Allah make many, many, many more youngsters attend all dini programs. Otherwise, it is extremely difficult to save them. The environments in our schools, colleges, and Allah forgive us sometimes in our madrasas also. Because they have all the cell phones and they have access to many things and technology which we cannot even understand what's going on. And that is taking them away and away and away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to remember Him. Remember Allah is with us. Allah says that that person, أَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِ. When my banda remembers me, I am with him. In other words, Allah says, you've got my ma'iyat. You've got me with you. And Allah becomes ours and Allah is ready to answer our cry and our plea and our dua, then we should not lose hope. But at the same time, we require to make an effort. It's very easy to blame the school and blame the ustad and blame the apa. Tarbiyat begins at home. Husbands generally expect the mothers to make the tarbiyat of the children. This is not fair. Fathers have no time for their children. We are too busy. And in most cases, because we enjoy the same type of filth and haram, and suddenly when they are doing the same thing, then we become upset. They have seen, and they have taken that snap. While they were toddlers and little infants of our haram activities, and that picture has gone into their heart, and that picture has gone into their minds, and therefore they will follow the same pattern. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Hadith of Rasulullah says, La ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijabun duna Allah, hatta takhrusa ilayh. When a person says, La ilaha illallah, there is no barrier between this La ilaha illallah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no hijab whatsoever. This La ilaha illallah goes right to the arsh azam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi alayhi wa mashayikh say, when you say La ilaha illallah, then say La. La to everything in this world, to all those idols, kufr and nifaq and shirk and all the evils of our heart. Remove all this filth from our heart and say illallah. Fill our hearts with only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
As we have mentioned before, when you take the name of Allah, such a sweet name, the sweetest name, that is the name of Allah. In the name of Allah, there is an ah in the end also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name we should take in a most soothing, sweet way. The name of Allah is so soothing to our ears. When we say Allah, we should picture and imagine the entire globe, the entire world is saying Allah. The heavens are saying Allah. The skies are saying Allah. The clouds are saying Allah. The rain is saying Allah. The sun is saying Allah. The moon is saying Allah. The stars are saying Allah. The oceans are saying Allah. The sand particles are saying Allah. The earth is saying Allah. The ground is saying Allah. The crops are saying Allah. The trees are saying Allah. The plants are saying Allah. The insects are saying Allah. The birds are saying Allah. The animals are saying Allah. The jinn are saying Allah. The angels sing Allah, man is sing Allah, every hair on the believer's body is sing Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu, Allah, 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 Hadiri, Allah, Nadiri, Allah, Ma'i, Allah, 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 Allah. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hoon. میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں, وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں, کوئی مجھے سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں, وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. اللہ 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 اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا مالك يا مالك يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Oh my most beloved Allah, forgive us all our sins, my Allah. اے اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں, ہم سیاہکار ہیں, ہم بدکار ہیں. یا اللہ ہم نادم ہیں, ہم شرمندہ ہیں. یا اللہ Oh, my Allah, our entire lives, Ya Allah, we have wasted, Ya Allah, in vice and evil, in your disobedience, my Allah. The more kindness you show towards us, my Allah, the more disobedience we show towards you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, it is only out of your sheer kindness and mercy, my Allah, that you tolerated us, my Allah. And you concealed our sins, my Allah. You are Sattar, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you do not, Ya Allah, disgrace us in front of our parents and wives and children and public, oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Our hearts have become so heavy, my Allah. Our hearts have become so heavy, my Allah. As though we are carrying huge bulls and rocks, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, because of the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Guide our parents, our wives and children, my Allah. Our nephews, our nieces, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters, our family members, our relatives, our neighbors, our friends. The entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah. The entire world, Ya Allah. with all His creation, Ya Allah, and whatever You have, Ya Allah, You created all the makhluq, Ya Allah, it's all Your creation, Ya Allah. The sun, the moon, and Ya Allah, the universe, and the planets, and whatever is present, Ya Allah. In Your eyes, it is nothing, 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 Ya Allah, but just like a small little ring, Ya Allah, that is thrown onto the ground. Absolutely insignificant, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, for You to shower Your mercy upon every single person in this world, it's nothing difficult, my Allah. You are Qawi. You are most powerful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You are not ajiz, You are not weak. We are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are muhtaj, sarapa muhtaj hai hum, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You are ghani. That is Your title, Your quality, my Allah. You are independent, You are beniyaz. You are samad, You are not muhtaj. You are Malik al-Mulk, Ya Allah. Everything in Your control. Maliki yawmiddin. Oh, my Allah. We are weak. We are feeble. We are ones who are in need. We are desperate. Hum faqir hai. Hum bikari hai. Ya Allah, we are beggars, my Allah. Help us to change our conditions, my Allah. Each one of us first, our own selves, Ya Allah. Help us to make islah of our lives, my Allah. Give us that taqwa and that batini noor and taqat and quwwat and marifat and qurb and Your ishq and ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love and azmat for Your deen and iman and the works of deen and iman, my Allah. Give us the fikr of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us from zakireen and shakireen, my Allah. Make us become obedient slaves and servants of You, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Help our youngsters. Help our youth, my Allah. You help them, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we have lost control over them. Ya Allah, as parents, we cannot say anything any longer, my Allah. We are afraid that we are going to become abused, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, there are so many mothers and so many fathers, Ya Allah. They are not only getting verbal abuse from their children, but they are being beaten up, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they cannot say anything. They are so afraid. The child threatens the parents that I will kill myself. If you don't give me this, you don't do. Let me do that. I will kill myself. I will take drugs. I will do that. Ya Allah, so many have, Ya Allah, become a source of embarrassment for their parents. My Allah. Ya Allah, so many of them, Ya Allah. Their nights have become nightmares for them, Ya Allah. No more sukoon and jain. The sleep has vanished and disappeared, my Allah. During the day, they just have to put a brave front and a brave face in front of their friends and public, my Allah. Why? Because the child has done the most heinous of crimes. Oh, my Allah, this is the Islam we want to display. And this is the Islam we portray to the non-Muslims and expect them to come to the fold of Islam. When we have taken drugs and we have become addicted to pornographic material and we frequent, Ya Allah, rave clubs and casinos and drug dens. And Ya Allah, our youth have become gays, my Allah. And young girls, oh my Allah, Ya Allah, zina is taking place and becoming pregnant, my Allah, when nikahs have not even taken place, my Allah. And then they abort their child, my Allah, and abortion is taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, what pain, what pain, what pain and suffering, Ya Allah, has been going through the minds and the hearts, Ya Allah, of so many parents and mashayikh and ahlullah in the world. Oh my Allah, now we can understand. When Rasulullah said, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. And he cried and cried. When Sahaba did not commit this type of sin that we are committing, my Allah. But you are informed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of all so many happenings that would take place before Qiyamah. And so many had mentioned, Ya Allah, to the Sahaba. Oh my Allah, those things are prevalent in front of our eyes. We do not know what is still going to take place in the future, my Allah. Ya Allah, the signs of Qiyamah are so apparent, they are glaring in front of us, my Allah. Still we are not changing our lives. Still we are sticking on and we are holding and clinging on to vice and disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, we lied to you in the month of Ramadan, we are not going to go back to this sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we lied to you, my Allah. We broke those promises, my Allah. We made khiyanat, my Allah. We made ghaddari, my Allah.
Ya Allah, you are still Rauf, you are still Kareem. You are still Afu, my Allah. We made a mistake, my Allah. You are our master, we are your slave, my Allah. Do not punish us, my Allah. Give us a chance again, my Allah. Give us a chance again, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah, completely, my Allah. Forgive our youngsters, forgive every one of us, my Allah. None of us are perfect, my Allah. None of us are pious, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, do not make us badnam, ya Allah. Do not make us slip, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people waiting to see us slipping, my Allah. So they can laugh and mock at us, my Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min jahdi al-bala, wa darki al-shaqa, wa su'i al-qada, wa shamatati al-a'da. Protect us from our enemies, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Your ma'rifat, your qurb, ya Allah, yaqeen in your dhat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman, strengthen our iman. Give us the halawat, the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Make us from your special friends, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahmatullahi alayhi. And so many people like him, ya Allah. Where, ya Allah, they were the sardars, ya Allah, of the dakus, my Allah. They were the leaders and the chiefs of the thieves and the rogues and the bad ones, my Allah. Overnight you made them the sardar of your awliya. Overnight you made them the leaders of your friends and your close ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no hope in our life besides you, my Allah. Ya Raja'ana, Ya Raja'ana. Your only source of hope, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us, ya Allah. We have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when your banda raises his hands, and he cries and he begs and he knocks at your door, and he cries to you, my Allah, and he makes his dua and he supplicates and he beseeches your help, and your pardon and your forgiveness. Oh Allah, we have read in the hadith that you are hayyun kareem. Ya Allah, that you feel ashamed. Ya Allah, to send his hands back down to him, empty-handed, ya Allah. You answer his duas, my Allah. That is your shan and your dhat, my Allah. Your khazana barpoor and full, my Allah. You give and you give and you give and you give. Yet nothing decreases from your treasures, my Allah. Tonight give us from that special khazana of yours. Ya Allah, tonight do not deprive any brother and any sister from the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Especially these brothers who have gathered here tonight, and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, my Allah. So many have got so many desires, so many arzu, and so many umeeds, and so many duas, ya Allah. Fulfill each person's dua. All the good works of deen taking place, da'wat and tabligh, and khanka and tazkiyah, and makatib, and madrasa, and darul ulum, and tasneef, and ta'alif, and the different works, social work and welfare works, ya Allah, that is taking place, ya Allah. All good works of deen, accept it, ya Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas, my Allah. Give us that sincerity, ya Allah. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, all our dhikr, ibadat, our waaz, our nasihat, our bayan, ya Allah, will be against us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. So many people, ya Allah, going for hajj, ya Allah. Give them a hajj, mabroor, maqbool. Ya Allah, they can be an easy hajj with no calamities and problems and hardships whatsoever and any mishaps whatsoever, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, make the hujjaj go with ease and comfort and spend their time correctly, my Allah. In Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa. Do not make there be intermingling of sexes, my Allah. Don't make it be such the haji bhai and haji bhain sit, ya Allah. And waste the Mubarak time in Arafat and Mina and Muzdalifa. Gossiping and laughing, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah. Protect them, ya Allah, and help them to safeguard the gaze and the nigah. And protect them from casting lustful glances, ya Allah. And protect their hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, and so many people have wish to go for hajj, ya Allah. They have got the desire. They don't have the means, my Allah. Oh, they have submitted their names, ya Allah, and as yet, ya Allah. Allah, they have not been accepted, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you accept them, ya Allah. You accept them, ya Allah. Make the sabab, make the means, provide for them. Ya Allah. Outwardly the doors may be closed, my Allah. But when you open the doors, then nobody can put a stop, my Allah. Make, ya Allah, increase the quota for the hujjaj, my Allah. that many, many Allah people who are trying to go, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many poor people who gathered and accumulated that money is of theirs, my Allah. But the name has not been, Ya Allah, accepted, my Allah. Accept them, my Allah, to qabool farma. Ya Allah, those who have gone for Umrah, Ya Allah, accept the Umrah. Those who are going any deeni safar, da'wat and tabligh, who are going for tazkiyah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they're striving in your path, Ya Allah. Those who are going on any safar, Ya Allah, deeni safar, Ya Allah. Make the safar be full with afiyat, salamati, Ya Allah. Protect them from all evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them return, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. With their hearts filled with Ya Allah, with your love and ishq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept every one of us, Ya Allah. Remove all our difficulties and problems, Ya Allah. Social problems, domestic problems, Ya Allah. There's so many sisters who are being abused by their husband, Ya Allah. There are so many, they do not know what to do, Ya Allah. They don't want the marriages to break, Ya Allah. They've got children, Ya Allah. Because of the children, Ya Allah, they're prepared to take the lashing and the beating, Ya Allah. How long can they suffer, my Allah? Ya Allah, how long, Ya Allah? Give hidayah to the husbands, my Allah. Give them hidayah, Ya Allah. Make them understand, Ya Allah. Make there be ulfat and muhabbat between husband and wife, Ya Allah. Save our nikahs from taraq and divorce, Ya Allah. So many youngsters get married, and young girls and young boys, Ya Allah. Only a matter of day, and the nikah is over, and taraq takes place, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make the youngsters, Ya Allah, caught, Ya Allah. Do not make them elope, Ya Allah. Give them a park life. Give all of us a park, saaf life. Ya Allah, hamare dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, saaf farma, munawwar farma. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, remove their depression, Ya Allah. Those who can't find jobs, find them suitable jobs. Those who can't find suitable partners for nikah, Ya Allah, find them suitable partners. Make our nikahs become simple, my Allah. Do not make us make israf and waste our money. On the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, we'll have to answer for all the israf, Ya Allah. Perhaps in the dunya we did that to impress people, Ya Allah, and to live a certain standard of life, my Allah. But every cent we'll have to account for on the day of Qiyamah. Oh, my Allah, help us, Ya Allah. Give us best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Remove all our sicknesses and illnesses, oh, my Allah. Every day we're hearing so many people have got such type of diseases and sicknesses and illnesses and operations have taken place. Operations are taking place, my Allah. Young children, elderly people, young, old, Ya Allah, men, women, Ya Allah, in hospitals, at home, Ya Allah, somebody's liver problem, somebody got a heart problem, somebody got a stomach problem, somebody got a cancer, Ya Allah, somebody got a tumor. Oh, my Allah, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, Ya Allah. Shifa is not in our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can only make dua for them, my Allah. You grant them complete shifa, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Don't make them suffer. Don't make us suffer such diseases, my Allah. Give all of us that afiyat and sihat and taqwa. Protect us from all evil and all su, Ya Allah. Allahumma razuqna shahadatan fi sabilik. Wal mota bi baladi habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah. Grant us ziyarat of Haramain Sharifain, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ziyarat of Haramain Sharifain, my Allah. The condition of our hearts will be clean and pure when we stand before Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we stand before him, may he be smiling at us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, grant us multazam and zamzam, Ya Allah. And hatim, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, grant us shahadat in your path, my Allah. Grant us, Ya Allah, mot in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. In your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, every time we go to Jannatul Baqi, we look at the sukoon, Ya Allah, in Jannatul Baqi and Jannatul Mu'alla, my Allah. So many of your sahaba buried, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. So close to Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've got no other hope, my Allah, but at least if we pass away in Madinah Sharif, at least if we buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah, or Jannatul Mu'alla. It will be granted the sifarish and the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then at least we've got some chance, my Allah. Otherwise we've got no amal, Ya Allah, that we can present before you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, protect us from the azab of the qabr and fire of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar, Allahumma ajirna minan nar, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allah, give us the hose kosar from the mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Because enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many things to ask from you, my Allah. Tu azim, hey Allah. Ya Allah, from your shan of azmat, my Allah. From your jood and karam, my Allah. From your rahmat, which is wasi', my Allah. Ya Allah, innaka dhul fadl al-azim, my Allah. You know whatever desires we have, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make everything easy for us. Make our safar asan for us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties. Give us best of dunya, best of akhirat. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. All those who have come with some umid, my Allah. Fulfill the umid, ya Allah. Give us tawfiq and hidayat, ya Allah, to practice on deen. And do more and more ibadat, ya Allah. Give us the faham and understanding of Quran and hadith, ya Allah. Do not make us be among those who just find faults in the deen. And find faults with the ulama and mashayikh. And ya Allah, who want to tamper with Quran and hadith. And want to alter the teachings of shariat, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, protect us and protect our family members and our children, ya Allah. Allahumma ahfazna min bayni aydina wa min khalfina wa an aymanina wa an shamailina wa min fawqina wa min tahtina wa min kulli janib. Rabbana la tuakhidna in nasina wa akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhamilna ma la taqata lana bi. Wa'afu anna wa aghfir lana warhamna anta maulana. Anta maulana fansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما والله the marhumins give them jannatul firdaus give them a'la illiyin ya allah especially hazrat rahmatullah alayhi give him the highest of stages in jannat my allah ya allah make his face still be jari my allah ya allah oh my allah EJ becomes more and more difficult for us my allah but you are still with us my allah you'll always be with us my allah Ya Allah, make us become good, pious servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be good now, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim wa tub alayna. Ya Mawlana, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.